The Traveler's Journal, March 15th, celebrating America's national monuments. 75 relatively undiscovered travel treasures are scattered from sea to shining sea. 30 of these gems are the handiwork of Mother Nature, the products of millennia of wind and water, from South Dakota's Jewel Cave and Wyoming's Devil's Tower to the 275 square miles of New Mexico's white sand dunes. 45 other national monuments are designated gateways to our country's past. These man-made memorials anchor us to our forebears and help us to understand their principles and aspirations. The list runs from Arizona's Navajo National Monument to famous forts and battlefields to Lady Liberty in New York Harbor. And it's big on Washington's, including the birthplaces of George, Booker T., and George Washington Carver. Only Congress can create a national park, but monuments can be proclaimed by presidents. Usually smaller and much less visited than the major parks, national monuments are also managed and preserved by the U.S. Park Service. Muir Woods, for example, just north of San Francisco, shelters the area's last large virgin stand of redwoods. Buck Island Reef near St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands is the only underwater national monument. Its coral reef is a world of bold, unearthly colors and a myriad of variety of shapes. Buck Island itself is a mile-long fairyland, a domain of emerald-throated hummingbirds, pelicans, ginger, and cactus. Our national monuments, any or all, are worth a visit. Visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.